Welcome, listeners, to today's episode. Don't get fooled. Hope won't save you in a fight of the Hope is Not a Plan podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Pinnell. Today, I want to reiterate the core message of the Hope is Not a Plan podcast as it relates to self-defense. Relying solely on hope is not enough to achieve success in life, let alone a situation of self-defense where you have to magically rise to the occasion and defend yourself or your loved ones or, you know, be able to walk away safely. So during today's episode, I'm going to share some broad self-defense and martial arts insight, as well as some specific information about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is my chosen combat sport. But first, welcome to the Hope is Not a Plan podcast, where we address tough questions head-on, face our problems, and highlight our hopes by providing actionable planning steps to improve ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. Now, let's get logged in and get locked on to this episode of the Hope is Not a Plan podcast. Welcome back, folks. So in 2024, why don't we know how to fight? To me, over centuries, the need for societies to be full of martially trained humans has greatly diminished. A good picture of this, if you've seen the movie The Last Samurai, is that gap between the samurai who could use their hands and their swords and their staves, and they went up against the more modern society of Japan that had rifles and things, right? Not hand-to-hand combat in the sense of using our hands to fight, but now we're using guns. So while at times I feel like I'd be psyched, we no longer need to grab axes and shields and run across an open field and go toe-to-toe with our foes or potential conquerors. It doesn't happen now. Are we using guns and things? Yes. Are we using bombs and missiles? Absolutely. But that's not the martial part, the using our hands and our bodies to fight another person with their hands and their bodies. Additionally, like many of you, I grew up watching action movies, right, that contained fight scenes that were unrealistic, we'll say, and while they're entertaining, the animal-themed forms that could burst a liver, or the power of chi force that sent a guy flying, which FYI is still on the interwebs. Go to McDojo Life, check out that guy. Rob's doing great things over there. Even my beloved throat tear from Roadhouse set an unrealistic expectation, right, of what true fighting was or is. Back then in the UFC in 93 is kind of the watershed moment for a lot of folks that started training in quote real or legitimate martial arts, but some people had already been initiated boxers and wrestlers and jiu-jitsu practitioners and judo players and Muay Thai kickboxers or even street brawlers, right? Of knowing what a true combat sport trained or street fight seasoned person knew and still know the true score about fighting. Right, it takes more than mindset to become proficient. It takes hundreds or thousands of hours of practice and practical application against other trained humans to learn to fight. So that's the difference, right? I can go hit a bag, but I've never boxed a person. So do I think I can throw a great punch? Sure, when the bag's just swinging there. But if another person's across from me and they're moving and trying to hit me as well, that's way harder. Another obstacle why in this day and age many people don't know how to fight, though that's gone up quite a bit with the UFC's popularity, is that people are intimidated to go to a boxing gym or get on the BJJ or jiu-jitsu mats. And I totally understand it. It's intimidating. I've been doing it for 5.5 years. But those places are full of people who typically pay to fight on a regular basis, right? So when you walk in and you see people getting hip tossed or choked with a gi or wrestling or punching and kicking, it can freak you out. So let's dive in to how you can get past your own obstacles and get some good training. So the first thing, and I've talked about this when we talk about our fitness, just starting to work out, is you got to find your self-defense or martial arts why, right? Just like in fitness, you have to know, like, why do you want to do this? It's very important to identify that, because in the tough times when you're grinding and you're showing up every day and you think you're getting worse, you've got to look back and rely on why you're doing this, right? And sometimes you're going to curse that, but it will keep you going. Some examples that I've heard of or seen or talked to folks about is maybe when you were younger, you had a history of being bullied or assaulted, or maybe you were assaulted and you didn't know what to do. You froze. You couldn't do anything. Maybe you just have a lack of confidence and you want to build that up. Fitness does that. Training in martial arts does that. Maybe you want to be proactive in improving your own abilities. You've just said, like me, you listen to Jocko Willink or Joe Rogan or somebody else talk about jiu-jitsu, or you listen to, you know, people talking about boxing or some real martial art. And I say real because here's the distinction, and I'm not going to bust on a bunch of different martial arts. you can do a bunch of forms by yourself and whatever art you do and never go against another human, but that means you never went against another human. Or maybe you're a police officer, so directly applicable. Or in the military, again, directly applicable. And the military is using more realistic combat sports. They've also gone through an evolution. Whatever it is, you need to figure that out. That's up to you. So in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that's the martial art, the combat sport that I do. I train with cops, PhDs, tattoo artists, students, farmers, academics, and more. It's a mixing bowl, just like America. And we each have our own why. Some for our jobs. Right. Some we're working through trauma and that helps us focus on something other than that. Some it's to get exercise and lose weight, which I've seen, which is amazing. There's someone I trained with that's older than me. He's 65, 66, and he's lost 60 pounds. The great thing about training and hardship together is that we all get it. Right. So you also are going to get some bonds, and I'll talk about some of the benefits here in a second. But at some point, we all determined our why and we got on the mats and nothing's going to happen. And you're not going to get better or head down this road of being trained if you don't do that. So what are you waiting for? I suggest grab a pen and paper or pull up a Word document or whatever you want to use electronically and start brainstorming your why. Why would I want to do this? Why would I want to pay money? But the good thing is, and I'll talk about this too, you can try a trial class for free in almost every form of martial art there is. My suggestion is you do one of the big ones I mentioned: boxing, wrestling, Muay Thai, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, judo. And you can do other martial arts. You'll still lose weight. You just have to have different perspective on how that can be applied to self-defense. So what has training in a combat sport, particularly Brazilian jiu-jitsu, done for me? And what do I believe it can do for you? And have others that have trained much longer than me taught me and told me, and you've heard? One, increased confidence. Right, people can tell if you know how to handle yourself. There's a right famous line in Jason Bourne. Right, he was sitting there and he's like, "How come I can tell that, you know, I can run this far at this altitude, and how can that I know that that guy can handle himself?" Right, it's the way you carry yourself. People can tell that if someone's used to physical confrontation, you're confident. You're standing there. You're not really nervous in not necessarily a crowd, because that can be a little nerve wracking, but standing there talking to other people. If you notice, a lot of folks these days don't look other people in the eye. They have weak handshakes. They're not confident. That's not cool. And I'm not saying martial arts or combat sports is the solution to that, but it doesn't hurt. Typically, folks that know how to fight are also calmer. They walk with more confidence. Their heads are up. They're more obvious signs. And should you ever encounter the scary cauliflower ear, a mangled ear that looks all scarred up, just know that didn't come typically from an accident. It came from that person knowing how to fight in some capacity. So increased confidence, however, should not be false self-confidence, right? You have to remember, just like nature has a food chain, there are levels to martial competency. And once you dip your toe into the training or take that trial class or roll with someone that's better than you, you immediately recognize, oh, I am the woman in the water in the movie Jaws right now. But if you stick with it, as you train more, you start to morph into maybe a little more of an amphibian. Maybe you're not such a victim, but that takes time. And so one, increased confidence is for sure something that you will get if you train in martial arts in a combat sport. Two, you'll get enhanced physical fitness. And a lot of people wait. They're like, am I in shape to do this or that? So training in combat short, it will get you in shape for sure. For me, when I started in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in 2018, I was in pretty good shape because I exercised regularly every day in my garage gym. And some of it translated. Right, it's good to have a base, but there is no substitute for me rolling or grappling someone in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. There's no substitute for actually sparring someone in boxing and moving around and throwing punches. Even if you throw punches at a bag, it's tiring. Or shooting double leg takedowns in wrestling, there's no substitute for it. You can do a bunch of air squats. You can do clean and jerks. There are exercises that I recommend that can help you build that up or help you maintain it. But there's nothing like, it's a different kind of fitness, right? That can only be built up by doing the combat sport you want to improve in. Having said that, combat sports in general, Muay Thai, boxing, wrestling, judo, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, they will raise your fitness level to a whole nother level in addition to your exercise. Your VO2 max, your lungs will get better. You'll get stronger. Your grip, especially if you're doing jiu-jitsu and judo and wrestling where you're grabbing, will just be very strong. And grip is a great sign and a great indicator and a great thing for our longevity. So you'll be more confident. You'll get in better shape. The third thing is you'll have improved situational awareness. When you regularly grapple or punch or kick or throw other humans, you learn body language. You learn, oh, I feel this person moving that way. I see them doing this, right? You become more proactive in your awareness of threats. This doesn't mean that like a BJJ purple belt, which is a pretty high belt, it's the middle belt, but it's like a pretty high level grappler, or a Muay Thai champion can't be caught off guard if they're walking down the street, if their head's in their phone and not paying attention. It can happen. However, the response to an unknown threat will be met with less fear than the average Joe and more readiness and practice moves of a combat sports practitioner where they're like ready to roll. So situational awareness is reading the body language, being prepared how to move, because you just know you have muscle memory from hundreds or thousands of rounds in whatever combat sport you're doing, and that makes a huge difference. The other thing for situational awareness, as I mentioned, is don't walk around with your head in your phone. Keep your head up and look around. That's a huge thing that can keep you, whether you're a highly trained person or not trained, out of a fight in the first place. The fourth thing here is you will be better able to protect yourself and your loved ones. So I've got, I'll say, hundreds of hours on the jiu-jitsu mats, right? I'm pretty confident I can handle myself should someone put their hands on me or become threatening to my family, right? It doesn't happen in day one, week one, or maybe even month one, but I'll say what I've observed for myself and for other folks who have come in and out while I've been training for 5.5 years. Many folks that I've seen in about 6 months to a year, the student becomes more proficient in basic offensive and defensive moves. And by proficient, I just mean way better than they were than the average Joe on the street, and certainly has more knowledge than the same person did on their day one. I see this regularly a couple times a year when we get new students and they're younger and faster and stronger than a lot of the folks I train with. And that's okay. It's a good test for us, and it's a reinforcement of how much Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu works. The same thing would happen if we were boxing. They come in swinging. You look at it, you look at a boxer, you can look at videos online of a boxer and a street fighter comes in and challenges them. There's no comparison, right? No comparison for a trained fighter. Now, I'm not saying I can beat anyone that doesn't train BJJ in a street fight. What I'm saying is, for those that train in realistic martial arts, and realistic is that you do a thing against other people that also know that thing on a regular basis, the ability to defend themselves and those around them is vastly superior to those who plan to, quote, see red. Or some people's answer often seems to be, I'll just pull a gun. Well, you can't pull a gun in every situation because you'll go to jail for murder if you shoot somebody that has no weapon and they're not, you know, way bigger and stronger. There's all this legal stuff or whatever, but, you know, of any level of threat. And that's just not practical, right? What if you're in a place you can't have a gun? You're at a sports thing, right? It's just, it doesn't make sense. So what I would say is, what are your motivations, right? Again, what's your why? Are you motivated? Do you want to be able to better protect your loved ones and yourself when you're out? It can impact your training journey and how hard you push or don't push yourself. So how can you start training yourself? I'm going to give three quick, practical steps. Really practical. I've shared these in the past, focused on Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but these apply to any martial art, any combat sport. Visit gyms in your area. Go to the gym and talk about why you want to be there, what you want to do, right? Be humble and just say, I'm interested in starting some boxing. What can I do? What classes do you offer? You can do research before you go. Look at their website. Talk to them. Talk to somebody else you might know that trains. Get the scoop, right? Jiu-Jitsu. People know each other all across the world. I know that person. That gym's good. Yep, they're there. Oh, they're a little more competition-based. Oh, they're very athletic. Oh, they're combat. All these different places. And the same thing applies to Muay Thai and Judo and places like that. But go visit. Most places will let you sit in or actually take part in a class. Now, this can be both humbling and it can be inspiring. Here's what I would say is if you go to any of those places, I would not, and some won't let you, I would not live spar with anyone. Or if you do, do it with higher level people because it's safer. Because some folks, when they just start, they're a little spazzy and they might go a little too hard. And you might be like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. So it's better maybe if you participate in the drills, the slow moving stuff where you practice moves and then just observe. And then if you decide you want to train, then you're going to have to jump into the pool and get after it. But for your first time, I would not do that. So the second thing I mentioned, reach out to others, you know, in person or online. So who else do you know that does a thing you like, that does Muay Thai kickboxing or does Judo or Jiu-Jitsu or boxes? excuse me, or wrestles, right? That those are all kind of the core. If you look at a UFC fighter, those are the core skills. There's some other arts people do, like, you know, karate's another big one too. But those ones I mentioned earlier are typically the core of it. But talk to folks that train those or did, and ask them, where did you go? How did you like it? What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? What was helpful when you started? What wasn't helpful when you started? It's a lot of questions, and talking to other people and the Google, right, online, there are a lot of good things about the internet that we can get if we target our search, if we can do that and verify it, right? And remember, this is the most important. I have to tell myself this 5.5 years in jiu-jitsu, progress over perfection, right? Am I a little better today? Am I a little less anxious when I'm getting crushed? Am I doing the move and going for it and not worried as much about losing position? All these thoughts in your head, am I throwing good punches? Am I, whatever it is in whatever combat sport you want to do, am I better this session than last session or this week than last week, etc.? No one's perfect. And they'll tell you that if you watch any high-level match, either a boxing match professionally or a jiu-jitsu match, black belt, worlds, somebody loses, right? So nobody is perfect. So just remember that. Celebrate your achievements. The first achievement, the biggest achievement, is that you do the trial thing. The second is you sign up and you show up. That's enormous because you're already way ahead of a vast majority and high percentage of everybody else. So to wrap things up, hope is not enough in a fight. You can't see red and beat people that know how to fight. You just can't do it. I see it all the time. Identify your why for whatever art you want to do. And again, I would recommend those ones that I mentioned. Some wrestling, judo or jiu-jitsu, some kind of grappling. Boxing, like American boxing or Muay Thai kickboxing. Or a karate or something where you actually spar other people. If you just are by yourself, it's not going to be the same. And the third, take action. Visit gyms, check out the community, do your research. It's very important. So I think what's important too is share your why. You can share your why on the Hope Is Not A Plan Facebook page. Check that out. You can go to hopesnotaplan.com, hopesnotaplan.com. And you can ask me a question, give me feedback. You can comment when I post the article for this episode. On the website, you'll also find show notes, transcripts, a podcast player, and the ability to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, your favorite platform, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me on social media, typically Hope's Not A Plan on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube channel, Hope Is Not A Plan, sharing fitness about 15 seconds at a time, typically a bunch of shorts, some longer form. I put some of these episodes on there as well. I highly encourage folks, particularly men, I'll say, who want to be better protectors of themselves and their families. But I also see a lot of folks in jiu-jitsu and other sports that are women, and they get after it and they will jack you up. And so for anyone, don't be fooled. You have to get training. There are so many benefits. You will be more confident. You will get in better shape. You will be able to kind of recognize some moves, and you'll just have the ability to protect yourself more. It's pretty awesome, and I highly encourage it. I thank you so much for encouraging me to keep putting this podcast out, for sending me messages that you have on Reddit or via Instagram or anything, and I look forward to hearing more from you all. Again, at hopesnotaplan.com. Fill out the Ask a Question. Give me some feedback or reach out on Reddit. I'm there as well, Hope's Not A Plan. So remember, everybody, stay safe out there. Wash those hands. Get some training. And I wish you all Godspeed.